Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun sets over Jerusalem, temperatures are mild across the country. Tel Aviv is experiencing a cool evening, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. It's a perfect night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon asks the U.S. to pressure Israel to halt attacks and operations. This comes from the Jerusalem Post just 45 minutes ago. Also, Netanyahu says on 60 Minutes that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen as separate from the Iran war. This was reported by Forward 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Trump considers restarting a Hormuz operation, warning it might be part of a larger military move. Ynet reported this 2 hours ago. Separately, the UK has imposed sanctions on a dozen entities seen as criminal proxies of Iran. This comes from Times of Israel in the last 22 minutes. And finally, Israeli lawmakers urge police to allow Jews access to the Temple Mount on Jerusalem Bay. I-24 News reported this 2 hours ago. From X, the latest. Eve Barlow, a well-known journalist, posted just minutes ago that the level of Jew hatred at the moment is absolutely deafening. Al Arabiya English reported shortly that Israel's far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir has denounced the European Union as anti-Semitic after sanctions on Israeli settlers. David Collier, a researcher, highlighted earlier today that the New York Times published a story supporting Hamas narratives, questioning the IDF's reputation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon's request to the U.S., hostilities have persisted since a ceasefire was declared in April, with tensions mainly in South Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post notes that Lebanon seeks U.S. intervention to de-escalate the situation. The ongoing violence affects regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks on 60 Minutes, he emphasized the distinction between the conflict with Hezbollah and the broader Iran war. The Forward reports that he insists on continuing the fight against Hezbollah independently. This statement might influence international perceptions and diplomatic strategies. Meanwhile, Trump is contemplating the revival of Project Freedom in the Strait of Hormuz. According to Ynet, he links it to a broader strategy amid ongoing tensions with Iran. This move could impact global oil markets and regional naval dynamics. The Times of Israel reported on the UK's new sanctions on Iranian-linked entities after arson attacks in London. Although specific groups weren't named, Tehran faces increased international pressure. This could strain Iran's diplomatic relations further. Finally, I-24 News highlights the call for Jewish access to the Temple Mount. This request by Israeli lawmakers comes as Jerusalem Day approaches. The issue remains sensitive, potentially influencing interfaith relations in the city. Turning to business and markets. First, Avi Traub of the Israeli High Tech Association warns of economic risks if the dollar exchange rate isn't managed. This was reported by Mariv Business earlier today. Separately, Tidhar plans to launch the largest IPO on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange in a decade, aiming to raise substantial funds. Globes reported on this development 3 hours ago. And finally, former executives from Wiz and Team 8 secure $50 million for the cyber startup Frame, focusing on modernizing security training. CTech reported this 6 hours ago. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.